message.
Good evening. It is I, Lord Metatron. I would like to address what has been transpiring in the last several months of your time. A massive transition is taking place within this collective group. Since January of 2017, you have been receiving substantial energetic light templates to stimulate your consciousness and to evolve it into a more multidimensional expression. This has made a great impact on your physical body, and I'm sure you've noticed. Sometimes this human body of yours struggles to accommodate such refined energies, struggles to process the complexity of thought that you, each one of you, are thinking, as well as the process, the concepts that the triads and the lords of light have been transmitting to you on a regular basis. This is all designed to elevate you to your original state of being in a body. Now understand that you came into this embodiment with a lot of restrictions because of the third dimensional nature of the body that you used to occupy. And I use that very purposefully so you can pay attention to the changes that have occurred. But you have altered that substantially. And now that the eighth chakra resides both in your body as well as in the third triad, lots has taken place. The higher mind, that universal mind, becomes so much a part of your thinking process as well as part of the sacred heart consciousness. And your oversoul is more present and operating very proficiently at this time. So a lot has transpired. You have begun to remember the individual master imprints that you carry. You don't remember all of them, but you have become aware of some of them. It's time to play with the light templates and how they relate to you personally. This is so important because we have been so focused on the collective consciousness of humanity and of the earth that we've kind of not paid a whole lot of attention to your individuality, because it was important for us to get you aware of yourself as being also a collective consciousness. But now it's time to focus on you personally, individually. Begin to look at the effects that you have created within your DNA structure. In the last session, we reminded you of those first three strands of DNA, and so a transcription was provided to each and every one of you so that you might remember that you have those packets, and they are not all fully activated yet. They also relate to your 14th chakra system. When you place the packets uniquely, according to you personally, within your DNA structure, you also place them in certain chakras to amplify the chakra system and to bring it more into a fluid functioning. In the next few weeks, be in a receptive mode. Be open and receptive to the energetics that are infusing the earth. Open your 14 chakra system. Use the energies that you are receiving to create higher frequencies and vibrations within your body and within your chakra system. do this gently, especially in the body. Do it to help you create the receptivity of the body in these higher frequencies with ease and less trauma to the body. Spin all the four triads. Create a massive spiral of light with the intention to receive the light that is emanating from these vast regions of the cosmos. See the massive opening in your crown. This is needed to receive the light templates on a regular basis. Take a deep breath here. And notice that the crown, that elegant crown, is very expansive. It's open wide, ready to receive. It's important for you daily to visit your chakra system, to spin the triads, but most importantly, to open. Just by your intention, open yourself to receive all of the light that is now available to you through the activation of some of these light packets and the activations that are taking place in your DNA system. This system has been shut down for a very long time. So in the awakening process, it takes a little time for it to fully engage. Be patient. I would like to invite you to have a discussion with me. And I'd like to discuss what you have noticed since you have activated the various light packets and the DNA strands. And if you have questions about this, please ask them. These conversations are always very productive, and we can expand upon things that you're interested in having expanded. So please, let's have a discussion.
Greetings.
Greetings.
It is I, Imhotep.
Good evening.
And